Novell Open Audio takes you into the BrainShare PartnerNet Showcase.
Hi, this is Clint Carroll with PartnerNet. We are in BrainShare 2006. We are visiting Active Identity and learning a little bit more about their solutions. Today with me, I have Michael Puckridge, all the way from Australia. Hey, Michael, how are you?
G'day. How are you doing, Clint?
Excellent. We have to have a good day. Michael, tell us a little bit more about Active Identity and what kind of products that you guys do.
So we're very much in the identity space. We're supporting a lot of stuff around smart cards and authentication pieces, as well as single sign-on. And that's where our key partnership with Novell comes from, because we build Novell Secure Login that Novell then take an OEM to their customers. So we're taking the best of the authentication side of our business and the best of the single sign-on side, and really offering that to a range of Novell customers today.
Excellent. Now, we know that Novell is focused on SUSE Linux, but we also have a business inside security, eDirectory, iManager. What are some of the products that you integrate with from Novell?
So we very definitely integrate with eDirectory. We integrate with Secret Store. With our new version 6 of Secure Login, we're very much snapping into iManager to administer Secure Login. We've also updated a lot of the applications that we support out of the box, and we're supporting things like GroupWise logins, iFolder logins, all of those sorts of things out of the box today.
That's excellent. A lot of Novell's product line. How do you guys leverage some of the newer technologies, the smart cards, and some of the other aspects in version 6?
So we do some pretty cool things there. With this version, we're able to utilize the card as a store for somebody's single sign-on credentials. If an organization's implemented a public key infrastructure, we're able to use those credentials to encrypt the eDirectory data store itself. So they're really utilizing the power of the smart card. If people have invested in it, we're helping them to get the next step in using that investment wisely.
Excellent. And security is a hot topic, obviously, and it's going to just keep getting hotter. What are some of the new features we can look forward to in version 6?
Yeah, well, certainly things around the smart card stuff, obviously, is a big focus of our security functionality. Also, a lot of the cryptographic infrastructure under the hood, we're making sure we're using FIPS compliant libraries to do the cryptography. We're also utilizing the AES algorithm for the first time in our product, which will make a lot of our European customers very happy, because it's something they've been looking for some time, and now that's in version 6.
Excellent. What are you guys doing for those enterprises that may have cross-platform directories?
So for cross-platform directories, we offer an interface to manage those. It's called the Secure Login Manager. It gives them via using our client in an LDAP-based mode, so lightweight directory access protocol mode, the ability to work against various different directories, whether they be Active Directory, eDirectory, or other LDAP-compliant directories. So we're basically able to support any directory that that an enterprise may be using.
Excellent. Hey, Michael, thank you so much for spending some time. We hope you, BrainShare 2006 is a success, and that Novell and Active Identity can continue to grow in their partnership. Would you give the listeners a URL where they can learn a little bit more about your product?
Sure. Thanks, Clint. Well, it's www.activeidentity.com, and you can find all the information there about our products. And if you also look at the Novell website and look up Novell Secure Login, and also take a look at the cool solutions, because there's some great information on our products there. You have plenty to go with today.
Excellent. You can also go to novell.com/product guide and look up Active Identity and learn more about their products. All right, we hope everyone enjoyed this interview. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, Dave.